In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Veni Sanctus Spiritus, repletum corda fidelium et tuae moris in eis inima ascende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabuntur.
Et renovabis faciunt.
Oremus, Deus qui corda fidelium Sancti Spiritus, illus et Christi da nobis in eodem Spiritu recta sapere, et de eo semper consolatione gaudere, per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Cor Mariae Immaculatum.
In
nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
During this first period of 12 meditations or 12 days, St. Louis Pio de Montfort wants us to meditate, to think, to be penetrated by the true spirit of the world. And when we say world, we mean the world which is against Christ, the anti-Christian spirit and world. In particular, if we look today, but to every time almost, there were anti-Christian forces. But today, it is a high point, a fight, a battle between Our Lady and Satan himself. And the basis for all, the spirit of this world, the super dogma, if you want, is the super dogma of liberalism. And you want to meditate about this particular topic, liberalism. And since many centuries, this cry for liberation, liberalism, goes through the world. Once you establish liberalism as the highest principle, and that's the problem of today, if that's your principle, in the personal life and in the life of the nations, in the life of the world, then there's no moral principle which can hold anything back, if that's your principle. Because liberalism, the principle of liberalism is I do what I want, I have no boundages, I have no moral laws, nothing. Liberalism, logically thought through, goes until the determination of almost everyone, if he comes in my way, if that liberalism is the highest principle. Most of the time, this freedom, which is the freedom of Satan himself, is totally misunderstood in the least case. God gave us liberty, gave us free will. But with this free will, he gave us a horrible responsibility as well. He gave us the liberty in order to fulfill with love his divine will. Liberty is not to go after vice. This is not true liberty. it is perhaps a satanic liberty. The liberty of the children of God, the liberty of the children of Mary is different. To serve God means to reign. To give yourself to God entirely is the highest liberty for the Christian. Our Lord says in the Gospel in St. John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32 and 34. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you continue in my word, you shall be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Jesus answered him, "Amen, amen, I say unto you, that whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." And St. Paul writes to the Galatians in chapter 5, verses 1, 6, and 13, "Stand fast and be not held again under the yoke of bondage. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith that walketh by charity. For you, brethren, have been called unto liberty. Only make not liberty in an occasion to the flesh, but by charity of the Spirit serve one another." In St. Louis Clino de Montfort, in the Treatise of the True Devotion, talks about this liberty, that this true devotion, this giving freely everything what you ever have and what you have, this giving away makes you really free. He says in number 169, "This practice of devotion gives to those who make use of it faithfully a great interior liberty, which is the liberty of the children of God. Since by this devotion we make ourselves slaves of Jesus Christ and consecrate ourselves entirely to him, in this capacity, our good Master, in recompense for the loving captivity in which we put ourselves, takes from the soul all scruple and several fear, which are capable only for cramping, imprisoning, or confusing it." It is true that the child of Mary, a servant of Mary, receives that lightness, what he calls the liberty of spirit, the liberty of a child of Mary. Right? Once you're a child of Mary, you don't need to worry about scruples, because you're only a child. You go with your scruples and your fear to a lady, give it to her, she will take it from you. There's a certain lightness of spirit which comes natural to you if you live up to this devotion. The saying continues, "He enlarges the heart with firm confidence in God, making look upon him as a father." And 3, "inspires us with a tender and filial love." Your servant, your child. Without stopping to prove this truth with arguments, I shall be content to relate here what I have read in the life of Mother Agnes of Jesus, a Dominican nun of the convent of Laic, who died there in the order of sanctity in the year 1634. When she was only 7 years old and was suffering from great spiritual anguish, she heard a voice which told her that if she wished to be delivered from her anguish and to be protected against all her enemies, she was as quickly as possible to make herself the slave of Jesus and his most holy mother. She had no sooner returned to the house than to give herself up entirely to Jesus and his mother in this capacity, although up to that time she did not so much as know what the devotion meant. Taking an iron chain, she put it around her body and wore it until her death. After this, all her anguish and scruples ceased, and she experienced great peace and dilation of heart. This is what brought her to teach the devotion to many persons who made great progress in it, among others Father Olier, the founder of Saint Sulpice, as well as many other priests and ecclesiastics of the same seminary. One day Our Lady appeared to her and put around her neck a chain of gold to show her the joy she had as Mother Agnes, having made herself her son's slave and her own. And Saint Cecilia, who accompanied Our Lady in that apparition, said to the religious, "Happy are the faithful slaves of the Queen of Heaven, for they shall enjoy true liberty. To serve thee is liberty." But when you consecrate, when you gave everything to Our Blessed Lady, all your possessions, your body, your soul, all your faculties, all your interior goods, you're only a child. And therefore, the effect of this is a great peace. And if you need something, if something disturbs you, you go to your mother. The Imitation of Christ in Book 3, Chapter 32, says, "Son, thou canst not possess perfect liberty unless thou wholly deny thyself." It's exactly what you do. It's exactly what the true devotion consists of, to deny thyself entirely. All self-seekers and self-lovers are bound in fetters, full of desires, full of cares, unsettled and seeking always their own ease and not the things of Jesus Christ, but oftentimes devising and framing that which will not stand. For all shall come to nothing that proceeds not from God. Take this short and perfect word, forsake all, and thou shalt find all. Leave thy desires, and thou shalt find rest. Consider this well, and when thou shalt put it in practice, thou shalt understand all things. Lord, this is no one day's work, no child's play. Ye, in this short sentence is included the whole perfection of religious man. Son, thou must not be turned back, nor presently cast down, when thou hearest what the way of the perfect is, but rather be incited thereby to undertake great things, or at least to sigh after them with an earnest desire. I would it were so with thee, and that thou wert come so far that thou wert no longer a lover of thyself, but is simply a simply obeyed my bidding, and his whom I have appointed father over thee, then wouldst thou exceedingly please me, and all thy life would pass in joy and peace. Thou hast yet many things to forsake, which unless thou give up to me without reserve, thou wilt not attain to that which thou demandest. I counsel thee to buy of me gold fire tried, that thou mayest be made rich. That is heavenly wisdom, which treads underfoot all things below. Set aside earthly wisdom, all human and self-complacency. I have said that thou shouldst exchange the things that are high and of great esteem with men of those which are esteemed contemptible. For true heavenly wisdom seems very mean and contemptible, and is scarcely thought of by men. That wisdom which thinks not highly of self, nor seeks glory on earth, which many praise in words, but in their life are far from it. Yet this same is that precious pearl which is hidden from men. And Our Lady gives you this easiness, this true liberty, which is totally, totally different from the liberty, the liberalism, what the world teaches and preaches, the in and the out. It is the liberty, the freedom, the easiness of a child of Mary, of the children of God. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tu, Iesus.
Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum, adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Benedictio Domini potentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen.